10,500 steaks at 2020 Democrat Steak Fairy despite their meat consumption climate change concerns. By Hannah Blow on September 21, 2019. Democrat presidential candidates took part in the Polk County Democrat Steak Fry in Iowa Saturday, which featured thousands of sizzling steaks. Their participation follows weeks of climate change alarmism from the presidential candidates, many of whom have signaled support for limiting beef consumption in order to combat what they say is a looming climate catastrophe. According to reports, organizers were prepared to grill roughly 10,500 steaks plus 1,000 vegan burgers. 17 candidates attended the event, including Joe Biden, D. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVD. Kamala Harris, DCA. Cory Booker, DNJ. Amy Klobuchar, DMN. Michael Bennett, DCO. Beto O'Rourke, D. Andrew Yang, D. Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D. Julian Castro, D. Tulsi Gabbard, D. High. Tim Ryan, DO. Tom Steyer, D. Joe Sestak, D. Steve Bullock, D. Marianne Williamson, D. Their participation follows weeks of climate change alarmism from presidential candidates and activists across the globe. Several of the presidential hopefuls have floated limiting beef consumption, particularly in recent weeks. Yang told the audience at CNN's 7-hour climate change town hall this month that it's good for the environment, it's good for your health if you eat less meat. I think it would be healthy on both an individual and a societal level for us to move in that direction, he said. Klobuchar also signaled support of reshaping dietary guidelines to reduce beef consumption, as did Harris, who said the government should find the balance between creating incentives and banning certain behaviors. As Breitbart News reported, Harris said she would support changing the government dietary guidelines and the food pyramid to reduce the amount of red meat in American diets. She also supported the idea of putting climate impact labels on food. I've always believed that we should, you know, expand what's on those cans of those things you buy in the grocery store, she said. We should expand the list. And included in that should be a measure of the impact on the environment. Mayor Pete Buttigieg called for more balance in American meat production but was careful to say he was not in favor of abolishing the cow. He argued that government intervention like a carbon tax would encourage Americans have more balanced diet and a more balanced footprint. O'Rourke cited a similar solution, arguing that a carbon tax would balance out the carbon emissions by the meat industry. In August, Sanders signaled that he would consider a meat tax in order to help combat climate change. Germany has imposed a meat tax in hopes of limiting this consumption. A woman at a Q&A session at a town hall event in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, said, "What are your plans to stop these large corporations from further usurping natural resources and polluting the planet?" she asked. "Thank you for the question, and it's a good question. All I can say is if we believe, as I do and you do, that climate change is real, we're gonna have to tackle it in every area, including agriculture," Sanders said. Their participation in the steak fry comes one day after Friday's global climate strike, which several of the candidates adamantly praised.